in the past, attempts to increase the mill rate have gone towards the road maintenance in Sitka. But now what we see is folded into this ordinance the promise to dedicate 1 mil worth of mill rate revenue to the electric fund. And the goal is to keep rates from skyrocketing. So I see kind of two alternatives. If this doesn't pass, the electric department has said that rates could go up between 11 and 20% next year, depending on what happens with the winter. If the winter is very, very warm, this was the warmest year on record, and our consumption as a city has just continued to go down and down, that's the number they're talking about. If this does pass, rates would increase by 5% for next year. But I asked Brian Bertacci, well, would it stay there? Would it stay at 5%? What would happen after that? And this is what he wrote to me, Brian Bertacci being the utility director for the city. If we assume a 5% rate increase for part of FY17 and a 1% increase in load for next year and the following year, and that mill rate change giving us $1 million extra, and he also talked about more money coming in from the rate stabilization fund. But here's the interesting thing. The increase for FY18 could still be on the order of 15% to meet the bond covenants. So we could still see a rate increase, not for next year, but for the following year, of a magnitude of 15%. And I found that interesting. They're already looking far ahead at what rate increases could be in the year to follow. But there is something else to consider. And I know I'm throwing a lot of information out to you, but this is a complex issue. The electric department is working to bring more customers online, and they're working really, really hard to do that. They want to upgrade equipment for the fish processors. They want to introduce an interruptible boiler program for places like Search and the Coast Guard and Mount Edgecombe and the school district. What this would basically do is increase our load. If we could increase our load as a city and have more people using energy, our rates wouldn't have to go up that much. And if this all pans out, Brian Bertacci, utility director, wrote to me that the city's estimate is it can bring in $1.6 million in revenue for FY18. He wrote, these opportunities, if realized, could significantly reduce the level of the rate increase in 2018. So given this, if we don't know what the rate increase should be, how should we proceed as a city? And I bring all this up because this is part of what the assembly has really been talking about, the electric rates and how to keep them from going up. Gary Paxton.
Deep breath, Pax. The sky is not falling. These continuous doom scenarios from the finance department, I love Jay Sweeney, the electric department, I think are troublesome for our community. First of all, the electric department should stand on its own. The principle of city government is the general fund funds the general fund, every enterprise fund funds itself. That's the principle. That's how it's supposed to be run. I looked at the electrical fund the other day and talked to Jay and Mark about it. And I'm misquoting this. If I am misquoting, then I stand corrected. But they have $2.5 million programmed a year for doing, I'm sure, important work in the distribution and the substation system. I'm sure they need some of that. But if I was there, I think I'd say, okay. Give me what you would do if you had $1.5 million dollars a year versus $2.5 million, and what's the downside? What is it, $2 million? You know, somehow they've got to be able to manage through some really complex and difficult times. So
certainly.
And the last point I would make is they need to focus like a laser on going to our federal government, Murkowski, and the other senator and congressman, and see why we cannot get some relief from the federal government for the Blue Lake Dam. There is no habitat impairment in that stream. Department of Energy has money available for those kind of things. And listen, I think our city government is well run and they're serious, but I would say they got about 18 things they lobby for. I would lobby for one thing next year.
Interesting.
And that's the electoral.
Gary Paxton and Robin Sherman, go ahead.
Well, I'm all for shaking down Uncle Sam, and I hope that works. But we don't have any guarantees that we are going to be able to get that money. And we have to have a plan to be able to cover those bonds on our own. And I guess I'm a little bit more concerned about it than Gary, because right now we're paying interest only on the greater portion of that debt. So over time, it's actually going to get more expensive, not less expensive. And I'd be very concerned about not investing in our electric infrastructure. Remember, you know, the dam is the big expensive item, but generation is useless if your distribution system is falling apart. So I don't want to skimp on the maintenance that we need, because I want to know that my lights and my refrigerator and my heating system are going to work when we turn them on. And I don't think that this is going to get better. If we can get some federal relief, that would be great. But we have to have a plan to pay for it on our own. And I don't want that to be taking money out of maintaining the system just to pay the debt.
That's Robin Sherman. We're talking about how to best to support the electric fund in Sitka. And actually, our phone lines are open, 747-5877. If you'd like to call in and be a part of this conversation, we really welcome your voice with it. John Stein.
So I guess I have a challenge on the capital work that Gary mentioned. As was explained to me, there are electrical bond proceeds that remain that are being allocated for that work. So it's different than rate revenue and adjusting expenses that are charged against rate revenue. In other words, trucks, time, men, union, the whole thing. That comes out of the rates, but the bond proceeds are what's intended to build the new transformer at Marine Street and that sort of thing. So that's what I was led to understand.
Yeah, I don't know that. Just to comment on that, I don't know the details. Again, this is, I think, a question for the city. But I do know that next year they need $10 million to meet the bond covenants and $8 million to pay for that electrical infrastructure, which, as Robin Sherman was saying, is what allows us to keep the lights on. So a lot of it is going to just maintaining the transformers and the substations and the electric lines that run around town. But Marjorie Parmalee, do you want to weigh in on this?
One comment in that if enterprise funds, as Paxson says, need to support themselves, that's the whole goal, that's the whole way government is set up. And are we setting a precedent? I mean, we could be sitting here next year because one of the harbors had their float sink, and then we got to raise it again because now we got to support the harbor fund. That is a concern, whether we're setting a precedent that just might boil over into another fund that needs support. And I don't use the harbor, so I don't really want to have to pay more taxes to support a harbor I don't use. And they'll just have to raise harbor rates to support that. We may have to raise electrical rates. No matter what we raise, there will be families in this town that can't pay it. You know, it doesn't take working at the city very long to know and to see there are families that can't. And how that's going to be resolved and worked out, I don't know.
Thank you so much, Marjorie Parmalee. We have a caller on line one who is joining us right now. Hi, what's your name? And welcome to Raven Radio's call-in show about Proposition 1.
Okay, yeah, I would like to, okay, let me turn this down.
Hi, no problem. This is James, correct?
Yes, it is.
All right, James, go ahead.
Yeah, raising the millage rate is a bad idea. You know, to try to create revenue for electric and stuff. I mean, heaven to bitsies, you know, we got that fancy electric mill out the road there. You know, I know it's going to, you know, it's already got defaults. It's not a fault of ours.
Are you talking about the Blue Lake Dam?
Yeah, the turbines, you know, they're going money sack on us already. It's brand new.
Well, we should talk about the Blue Lake Dam, but is there any question you want us to raise?
No, I just want to make comments, and I walk around town a lot, and I see 10 million city trucks. Every person is driving a different truck. Now we got to cut down on, you know, how many vehicles are out there. The city ought to take a...
Thank you. Yeah.
Whatever.
Hey, James, thanks so much for calling in.
The city ought to take a tally on how many vehicles the city has.
Yeah. Thank you so much for calling in, James.